So my name is Scott Franklin, and but that's not the important part. I had the pleasure of writing a song about Mr. Joe Sirigliano, which I don't want to be too proud. I think I have his name memorized, Joe Sirigliano. He asked me many times not to put his name in the song, and so I didn't put it in there. In fact, he said it so many times, I called the name of the song is anonymous, because there are different things he would say throughout, I'm telling you these stories, but I shouldn't be telling you, and things like that. So that worked its way in. So anonymous, I'm telling you things I shouldn't tell you now to keep to yourself. Don't spread it around. Those are pretty much all his words. Then he would say, don't say my name. So I left those out. But about Joe, here's some things that didn't make it in the song. Number one is don't be afraid of anybody. Don't be afraid of anything, and do what your duty tells you to do. And I think that's something from the military that he ended up using in life. I'm getting scared looking the end of that, because I don't know how I'm going to see that. I think what we need, we're going to need songwriters in shifts, and I'll play the first, somebody else plays the middle, and someone else plays the end. So here's a saying from Joe, what I wouldn't give to be 85 again. And, I watch sometimes on YouTube, you'll see those the viral videos of judges being threatened. And I didn't realize that that's actually a real part of, like, a normal part of life. And so as a judge, he went through that sometimes, including getting a call from the Columbus, a penitentiary in Columbus, telling him that there was a prisoner that had escaped and was on the way to his house. And, so they had the police up and down the street. They wouldn't let him check his mail. And ended up, they found the guy in a room up on top of the prison. But what I didn't get to really develop in the song is I've met presidents, and he kept talking about the president that was the peanut farmer. But also I didn't get to develop that he and his wife met Lyndon B. Johnson, and through the years they corresponded back and forth through letters. And his father, I just thought this was a great story, that his father was here, in America for 9 years before his mom got here. And he would go on Fridays they worked at the steel mill, and on Fridays he would get paid. And one day there was an Italian gentleman drove up in a nice car and came up to his father and said, every Friday I'm going to meet you here and you're going to pay me a little insurance money. And his father said, why do I need insurance? And the man said, because you're going to need protection. And he said, well, I don't need protection. And he said, you're going to need protection. Everybody needs protection. I'll see you next Friday. So he showed up the next Friday. And same thing, they get paid. And Joe's father and grandfather are walking. And there's the man. And he says, okay, so you're going to have to pay that money today, starting today, for your protection. And Joseph's dad had a whole week to prepare. So the guy goes, you're going to need protection. And he says, what kind of protection? And then the guy opens up his jacket and says, you're going to need protection. And closed it, had a gun in there. He wasn't flashing him. So since Joe's dad had a whole week to prepare, he opened up his jacket and said, I don't think I need protection. And they never saw the guy again. And I think that's a great story, because it's never in the movies that way.
Let's see. I forgot about this part.
And I just want to briefly talk about his family history, because it's amazing. And I do apologize for taking extra time today. But also when I'm writing the songs, I can't write structures when I'm writing about a person's life, and I can't plan it out, and I can't say this is how it's going to be. I listen to all the information, and I look through my notes, and there's little pieces that say, I'm a part of this, put me in. I'm a part of this, put me in. And I'm not able just to say, okay, it's time to wrap it up, because it's a man's life. So I didn't wrap it up. In fact, I'm going to be done next Tuesday. But I'm going to say this as briefly as I can. Joe's Joe's mother was born full-blooded Italian, but born just south of Pittsburgh in McKees Rock, Pennsylvania. Her dad wanted all his daughters to marry Italian men, so he took his whole family back to Italy to marry Italian men. And it was over there then that that Joe's parents married. And once they married, his father then came back. Well, not back, because his father hadn't been here, just his mother. His father came to America first because they must have decided they were going to come over for maybe a better life. His father came first, but then Woodrow Wilson, this was right after World War I, and Woodrow Wilson said there are too many Italians in America, no more Italians for the time being. And so for 9 years, Joe's mom was in Italy, and Joe's father was in Elyria, Ohio, or maybe working in Lorraine, am I right? Pittsburgh. Oh, Pittsburgh. Okay, so he was in, all right, that was Pittsburgh. Okay. Ooh, I hope I didn't get that in the song wrong. But what about Wyoming when I put that in? Was that wrong? So now, before his dad came over to Pittsburgh and left his mom in Italy for those whole 9 years, they had a son, but it wasn't Joe. It was a son that was actually ended up being 10 years older than Joe. And so the father's here, and another part of the story is that his father was not able to read or write or even write his own name. And the reason I mentioned that is because I was thinking last night and this morning, we didn't talk about this because I thought this overnight. That would mean that for 9 years, your dad couldn't write your mom a letter or read a letter. And I do understand maybe he had other people do that for him. But to think of, and also in the 1910s, when this, I'm assuming it was 1910s sometime when he came over, I can't imagine that somebody, you know, before unions in the steel mill was actually, there probably weren't phones in very many houses in Cleveland, I wouldn't think. So I'm just thinking about how hard it would have been to communicate. And then any letters he did have, just imagine this. You get this letter from the love of your life, and probably his dad read it, you know, and probably said, I miss your deep, beautiful eyes. And but that's what he, but I just think about for 10 years, he never started another family. He waited. And I just, I think about the human spirit and the, you know, just the character of that. So eventually they did in year nine, Joe's mother found out, and I bet it was happy and also at the same time very unhappy. She found out that all along she was a U.S. citizen because she had been born in Pittsburgh. And so after 9 years, she came over and reunited with her husband. Yeah, and then Joe was born. I wasn't trying to make that part funny, Joe. I may have to stop in the middle. And forgive me, I'm not trying to be unprofessional, but if you haven't pegged me already as a non-professional, then it's too late.